A sociological study released by Gabal Analysis and Consulting shows that a staggering 40% of Romani children drop out of elementary school and never go back, a figure that is 8 times higher than the national average. The study, based on data collected from 14 elementary schools over the past 5 years, highlights one of the basic problems underlying an endless vicious circle of discrimination of the country's Romani minority. I asked Tumar Vishwanathan, a community worker who works with a Roma in one of the country's poorest districts, for the reasons behind this disturbing trend.
A lot of children drop out of school, and I think it's got several reasons. One of the first I would like to point out is the fact that the children feel very insecure. The home environments of the children are very unstable. A lot of tension, a lot of problems connected with the standard of living, the way of life of the Roma, living in segregated regions with a lot of problems, displacements. They keep moving from place to place, unable to meet, pay the rent, pay the electricity bills, and so on and so forth. So the environment is not really secure for the child. The child is very nervous, and growing up in such an environment, it's not really conducive to learning. That's number one. Number two, the motivation. Now, what do I get out of all this efforts at studying? I mean, that's a big problem. The Roma children are brought up in a sense that they are responsible to their family members. The boys, quickly start earning some kind of living by working illegally or something like that just to keep the family moving. The girls generally take family responsibilities, and that gets in the way of education.
You're saying that they leave school in order to start earning money somehow and helping the family budget, but the sooner they leave, or rather if they don't conclude their primary school education, then the job opportunities will be few and far between, obviously.
Job opportunities are few and far between already because of the fact that most of them go through these special schools. The schools don't seem to, the basic schools don't seem to lead anywhere for them. The success stories of the Roma who have accomplished is not really, it's like a dream for them. It's not really accessible for them. They think that it's not really accessible. What they need is encouragement. I've spoken to teachers and they tell me that when they encourage the children to remain at school, show them like it's possible, speak to them kindly and speak to them encouragingly, then some of these children really hold on and complete basic schools. A lot depends on teachers.
Well, are they doing it?
I think that is the biggest problem. The special school system is definitely not doing it. The special school system is just cajoling the children. You know, you feel good here, you're fine, you're okay, and so on and so forth. But actually the standard, it's not encouraging the children to achieve. That's the big problem. The normal schools are not open to the Roma sufficiently. The normal schools remain elusive to the Roma children. These schools should be opened up to the Roma children. The staff should be trained to embrace the Roma children, seeing them, their capacities, the positive things they are bringing, cultivate those positive things, support them. That is very important.
In recent years, Kumar, we've heard a lot from the government about what needs to be done for the Roma. The former Minister Kotsab, had a long-term plan to improve this, and education was cited as one of the top priorities. Has anything been done in this respect?
I think, unfortunately, nothing has changed for the past 10 years. I'm sorry. It's just that the school signs have been repainted. Earlier, there used to be special schools. Now, they're all basic schools. But nothing effectively has changed for the Roma children. The curriculum is the same. The approach of the school, the staff is the same. The financing of the schooling system is the same. Nothing has really changed, except that repression has come into place now. There is increasing repression on the Roma families and the children.
What do you mean when you say repression?
Repression is, in a sense, that if you don't go to school for various reasons, after 10 hours of unexplained absence, the social workers are informed. A few more hours, then the police is informed. And repression is seen as the way ahead, which is really wrong. I think we have capacities greater than resorting to repression to motivate children, and that's what we are not doing. The schooling system has not found it.
Community worker Kumar Vishwanathan speaking about some of the problems Romani children face in the Czech education system.